Lesson 10. Work is a God thing. Genesis 2:15, the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and keep it. Work is good. God called man to be a steward and tend the garden that he created. Tending a garden is work. God created the garden, then delegated the task of taking care of the plants to Adam as the steward. Since this command to work in the garden was given before the fall, we can assume that man was created to labor, and this labor was good. After man fell, his occupation was coupled with sweat, and it became toil. Genesis 3:17-19. To Adam he said, "Because you have listened to the voice of your wife and have eaten of the tree of which I commanded you, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground because of you. In pain you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your face you shall eat bread till you return to the ground, for out of it you were taken. For you are dust, and to dust you shall return." In our culture, work has not been viewed in a positive light, but originally it was good. Sin added the sweat of the brow and made it more like the drudgery that it is perceived to be today. When we turn to Jesus and our sins are taken away, our lives are changed, and we are restored to the proper relationship that He intended us from the beginning. Can this transformation and making us new creatures extend to our vocation as well? I think so. As Paul enjoins us in Colossians 3:23, "Work hard and cheerfully at whatever you do as though you were working for the Lord rather than for people." Our work is redeemed and ennobled as we labor for Jesus, joyfully tending His garden once again. Working to serve. As the founder of Matthew C. and Building Faith Families, I recognize the value of working by serving others in several different ways. One of my goals is to help students understand mathematics. If I had the opportunity to rename this curriculum, I would call it Matthew Understand instead of Matthew C. Another objective I have is to equip parents by giving them the tools and knowledge necessary so they can teach their children. If math becomes a positive experience for the teacher and the student, then the quality of life will be improved in their family. To that end, I am continually working to enhance the final product and make video recordings and audio recordings. We have sales representatives and customer service personnel who share the same commitment to serving. We refer to them as math missionaries. They are servants at heart who get tremendous satisfaction from helping people. They are also recompensed for their labor, which they should be. This is a good thing for their homes. Other Matthew C. employees serve at our headquarters, diligently shipping orders, improving the curriculum, ordering inventory, maintaining the website, and doing other tasks. They too enjoy their jobs, receive a salary, and have the satisfaction of knowing they are helping people. Then there are those faithful folks behind the scenes who assemble our block sets and fraction kits. They are also a part of the team, as are the companies that print our books, produce our DVDs, ship our materials, and heat our warehouse. All members of our extended team are needed as we seek to assist children and help them understand math. When all members of this cooperative effort are working well and doing their job to the best of their abilities, serving others together can be a rewarding, fulfilling, and positive experience. This is good work. Tending our garden at home. My wife and I also do a lot of work around our home. That is another part of the garden we are tending. Personally, I don't like always to make everything look nice, but we lived with an elderly Christian couple who had deeply rooted convictions about how the place where you live ought to be properly maintained and cared for to the glory of God. Another man for whom I had tremendous respect felt the same way about caring for his vehicles. His cars were clean and maintained regularly, inside and out. I learned this attitude towards physical possession from these older, godly Christians. Sandy and I have worked to incorporate these attitudes and make them a part of our life. We see ourselves as stewards of our property and our vehicles. We have also found that when our physical surroundings are pleasant, they contribute to the emotional and spiritual part of our being. It is rejuvenating and uplifting to walk through a nicely kept garden or visit a well-designed and well-ordered home. Nice things, tastefully arranged, are pleasing to the eye and contribute to the overall atmosphere of a home. As we discussed this topic in one of our family worship times, I discovered that I derive a sense of satisfaction from making improvements and accomplishing tasks, whereas my wife just plain enjoys organizing, cleaning, and bringing order to our house. We enjoy hosting families who come to our home for visits and meals. Having the physical environs decorated well contributes to an uplifting experience for those we are serving. Many of our guests have commented on this in our guest book. Once again, our work is for others and is a part of serving them. So while it is a good thing to help others, work also develops me as a person. Diligence and commitment are not my natural character qualities. They had to be learned. Part of being a disciple is developing new and godly character qualities. Work is a wonderful way to foster a positive work ethic and develop character. One of the great things about God is His ability to redeem people and situations. He takes work, even after the fall, and redeems it by using it to build character and create opportunities for us to serve one another. I hope these few paragraphs have helped you to have a new appreciation for working in God's garden. Work is a good thing because it is a God thing. Let's pray. Father, thank you for creating work for us to do. Help us to see this topic from your perspective and joyfully embrace what you have designed. Enable us by your good spirit to work hard and cheerfully at whatever we do, as though we were working for the Lord rather than for people. Amen.